The class action suit alleges since 2009, the city has collected nearly $59 million in illegal fees and taxes through the Watershed Department under a city ordinance that went into effect that year. The city allegedly treats the department like it's a private company rather than a publicly owned utility, charging it tens of millions in franchising fees and taxes to use city-owned equipment and resources. Jimmy Hurt is attorney for the residents.
In essence, the city of Atlanta is taxing itself, charging itself franchise fees, which then in turn are being passed on to the City of Atlanta Watershed Department customers in their water bills.
The suit, filed Wednesday in Fulton County Superior Court, alleges customers don't realize how much they're paying in fees and taxes because there's no line on the bill denoting the costs.
The only way that Watershed Department collects any money at all is through their water bills. So it has to be buried in the charges that the Watershed Department is billing to their customers.
In a statement, city spokeswoman Melissa Mullinax confirmed the lawsuit had been received. She said the city remains confident in the validity of the city ordinances in question and looks forward to defending them in court. The Department of Watershed is already under fire after the commissioner gave five-figure salary raises to some members of her leadership team. Mayor Kasim Reed rescinded the raises, and a review of the department is underway. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.